This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. On a day when the Commerce Department told us that gross domestic product, that is the economy basically, grew at a microscopic annualized rate of 0.1% last quarter, I got some news for you. There is going to come a time, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon-ish, when the United States will not have the biggest economy on the planet. And in point of fact, a New World Bank report says that could happen real soon, end of this year maybe, depending on how you measure. That would be and is a big deal, but you are not hearing much about it from China. Nary a peep, one might say. Marketplace's Mark Garrison explains why Beijing doesn't want the world to think it's on top.
China tends to downplay news like this because of global politics, says Peterson Institute senior fellow Nicholas Lardy.
It certainly puts pressure on them to do more in the international arena.
When the numbers say you're a bigger deal, other countries push you harder to give aid, change trade policy, and stop screwing around with your currency. Dartmouth Business School Associate Dean Matt Slaughter explains that rising in the ranks also brings attention to Chinese industrial pollution.
The faster is China's growth, the more the world legitimately looks to China for any meaningful carbon reduction.
China also worries about how economic news plays domestically, where hundreds of millions still live in poverty. Yale finance professor Ziwu Chen says trumpeting strong growth numbers wouldn't go over well at home.
The Chinese government usually reacts in a very quiet way because they realize that China overall is still a developing and poor country.
And remember, Lardy adds, China tops another important chart.
All of these measures are, in a sense, a little bit artificial because they're a function to a considerable extent of the fact that China has 1.3 billion people.
Spread over its giant population, the swelling GDP isn't much per person. Milken Institute Managing Director Perry Wong says that doesn't mean officials aren't stoked about economic growth.
To be ranked number one, they may celebrate, I think, in private.
So any champagne or Mao Tai toasts probably won't be done on camera. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.